Well, I was invited by Evelyn Glennie, the amazing percussionist from Scotland, to compose a concerto for her. She was commissioning a lot of composers at that particular time, and I was one of them that came down the list. I've always felt that Evelyn is kind of a person from another planet. She's very mystical and mysterious kind of person, and her playing sounds like she's somebody from another world in a way. That inspired me to think about different kind of sounds, alien sounds especially, because percussion is such a wide variety of different kind of sounds you can get. So I decided then to combine that with my love of 1950 science fiction movies and put that all together for this piece, UFO, for a solo percussion and orchestra. The way that I compose is that if somebody wants me to write a piece and we can work out the practical arrangements, then the next thing I do is I have to come up with an idea. And my music has been based on American historical figures or places or times. And I know some of the other works that the Baltimore Symphony have performed are my Superman-inspired Metropolis Symphony, for example. That was actually one of the first pieces I ever wrote, major orchestral works. I wrote that about 30 years ago. And with David Zimmern, who actually conducted that and made a recording for Decca, which got my career going. And ever since then, I've enjoyed a really fantastic relationship with the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. And I've worked with Marin many, many years at the Cabrillo Festival. I've always loved working with her as well. And I'm really glad it the piece came to Baltimore for a performance with Evelyn Glennie, who is now Dame Evelyn Glennie, and Marin Alsop, who is an amazing conductor.
I mean, she's great at everything she does, but I really feel like Marin shines when she's conducting contemporary music like yours.
Well, you know, she's an American conductor, and I think while she can conduct anything, she especially seems to enjoy conducting music by living composers, especially American living composers. Yes, there's definitely an excitement and an enthusiasm and something that she really loves, and it really comes through in her conducting, and it comes through in the playing of the orchestra as well.
I feel like this piece and some of your other pieces are like mini operas. They're very visual.
Well, it's interesting. You know, people ask me from time to time, have you thought about doing film music? And the reason that I haven't is there's several reasons. One of them is, first of all, I'm too independent. I can't stand anybody telling me what I have to write. And secondly, my music is too dense and complicated for film, because in film music, you have to underscore, you have dialogue, you have sound effects. So in a sense, my music is like a film in that it's everything. I have the dialogue, I have the sound effects, and I have the music. It's kind of a three-dimensional music. And I do think of visuals when I'm composing. And I suppose for a UFO, I was thinking of those amazing black and white B science fiction movies, for example. Like The Day the Earth Stood Still, or It Came from Another Planet, one of those kind of films. They used a lot of interesting sound effects in those particular movies back in the 50s.
Can you tell me if there are some favorite moments for you in UFO?
Well, the last movement, it's kind of like a rock and roll piece, really, for percussion and orchestra. I love that horn riff that you hear. Bum, 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 bum. This is kind of a riff off of Bernard Herrmann's Cape Fear motive. It's not the same, but I sort of took that motive and then did my own thing with it. The first move with the xylophone. I was very lucky to study with composer Giorgi Ligeti in Hamburg, Germany, and he's, you know, one of the most important composers of the 20th century. And he wrote very polyrhythmic, polymetric kind of music. So that first movement sort of reminds me of his music. Second movement has this vibraphone thing, and I always love the vibes. I love the modern jazz quartet of Mill Jackson. I really wanted to write something that would feature the vibraphone, but also cymbals, because cymbals are kind of like UFOs in a way. So there's lots of bowing of the cymbals and the vibraphone. Then the third movement, the question mark movement, really is kind of the way out movement with the contrabassoon solo of all things, and then Evelyn improvising on all sorts of toy instruments and strange kind of sounds. So you put it all together, it's really a trip.